The Czech president is to a great extent a ceremonial figurehead with limited executive powers. But his informal influence can go a long way in shaping the government's policies. In a couple of days, Czech voters will choose between Miloš Zeman and Karel Schwarzenberg to be the next head of state. But from the economic point of view, how would a President Zeman differ from a President Schwarzenberg? Jan Richter tackles that question in this week's edition of Marketplace.
According to the Czech constitution, the president's main role consists in representing the country abroad. This can be an important tool in promoting Czech exports and opening new doors to Czech businesses, says economist Ivan Pilip, a center-right government minister from the late 1990s and a former vice president of the European Investment Bank.
Really, according to the Czech constitution, he doesn't have big influence on the development of economy. From the symbolical point of view, of course, he can either more support business or he can more support orientation of a country towards certain parts of the world. So from this point of view, both candidates are pro-business, pro-market. There is no doubt about it. Regardless, Mr. Zeman is much closer to the left side of the political spectrum. He is not against free market and against business. And as for the geographical or political orientation, both declare themselves as being pro-European, but probably Mr. Schwarzenberg is a person that would really much more support in practical steps orientation of the country towards the European Union and transatlantic cooperation.
In a survey by the Czech daily Hospodářské noviny, some Czech business leaders expressed support for Miloš Zeman because of his expertise as former prime minister, and others said they would back Karel Schwarzenberg in the vote because he would better represent the country. Do you agree that these are the respective candidates' strong points, expertise on one hand, and let's say contacts and international reputation on the other?
I think both is true. Mr. Zeman has probably much more experience with business. He is also economist by education. He was prime minister of the country, so he was much more involved in decisions about economic policy. On the other hand, Mr. Schwarzenberg has very good international reputation, but as a foreign minister, he is above all oriented on general policy as a part of foreign policy and on human rights and other questions that are not that much linked to business.
Ilona Švihlíková is a professor at Prague's College of International and Public Relations. She is critical of the current government's economic policies and says Miloš Zeman was the first Czech cabinet leader to focus on economic diplomacy.
From the economic point of view, I would definitely prefer Miloš Zeman because he's got the results on his side. And especially when we talk about the competencies of the president, the economic diplomacy plays a rather important role. And that was definitely the strong side of Miloš Zeman and of his government, because he was practically the first who paid attention and took steps towards economic diplomacy as such, through making institutions work, through creating new institutions to promote export, and also through helping businessmen open doors to markets where there is more important to have a political support than just to have the cheapest or the lowest price.
Miloš Zeman is also known for having close links to some Russian companies. According to Ms. Švihlíková, that is an advantage.
He also has quite good relations to Russia, which is nothing bad. I don't think why this is considered as a bad thing, because I think it means a good balance between the Western interests and the Eastern when there are interesting markets. And of course, our Czech goods have quite a good name there, which I think should be used.
Miloš Zeman's Russian connections have in fact come under scrutiny ahead of the presidential elections. The head of the Czech branch of the Russian state-owned petroleum firm Lukoil contributed to Mr. Zeman's campaign, although the candidate said it was a personal donation rather than a contribution by the firm itself. Ivan Pilip also questions the benefits of the candidate's pro-Russian stance for the economy.
The question is whether this would be an advantage for a country or just for a few groups of entrepreneurs that support Mr. Zeman, because the real influence of Czech export to Russia is really marginal. So there is no real chance that Czech economy could be very much supported by some kind of reorientation of export towards new markets like Russia, because it is just a few percent of export in a total of Czech exports abroad. So from the point of view of some groups, it can be an advantage, and this is also something that is Mr. Zeman criticized for, that he is very close to several groups that have links to Russia, including the CEO of Czech branch of Lukoil and some other people. But influence of Mr. Zeman's orientation on Russia can hardly influence the general structure of Czech economy and exports.
Miloš Zeman promised that if elected, he would be an active president who would much more than his predecessors participate in day-to-day politics. He said he would, for instance, attend government and parliament sessions and consult with ministers in the phase when they are still shaping policies. But Ivan Pilip believes such an approach would have a limited impact.
There is no doubt that Mr. Zeman would try to interfere into politics. I don't think it would influence the economic policy so much. I think there would be much more much higher influence on the internal policy and, let's say, a structure of political spectra.
For Ilona Švihlíková, Mr. Zeman's pledge to be a more active president appeals to critics of the current government. It is also something that would make him a predictable president, unlike his rival for the post, Karel Schwarzenberg.
It depends, of course, which side you take. So, for example, for the leftist side, where now there would be Miloš Zeman as activist president against the current government, for example, using veto against some reforms in the social field, that would be quite welcome. So it depends, of course, on the constellation and situation. Miloš Zeman would be definitely an actor, and he is a very strong figure. But you know that, you know, you just know the rules, and you know what to expect from him, so to say. On the other hand, by Karel Schwarzenberg, his policy is, well, I have the feeling all the time that he's playing according to notes of someone else than his. So I think that he would be quite unpredictable in that.
The Czech president has one important authority that affects the country's economic policy. The head of state appoints members of the board of the Czech National Bank. When asked about their choices of appointees, Karel Schwarzenberg only gave a general answer, unlike Miloš Zeman, who came up with specific names, including two economists working for the Czech trade unions. So how would the central bank's strategy change? Ivan Pilip believes the change would not be that important.
In my opinion, there is a certain culture and tradition of the Czech central bank that it is, let's call it hawkish, and it's very anti-inflation strategy. And I don't think that the appointment of new members by, maybe, Mr. Zeman would change so much the policy. Maybe the people appointed by him would be more pro-euro than the present members of the central bank. But from this point of view, the candidates appointed by Mr. Schwarzenberg, whoever it could be, would be much more pro-euro and pro-European than the present members in any case.
Ilona Švihlíková, on the other hand, says Miloš Zeman would want to have a bigger say than that.
I believe that he indicated he would like that the central bank not only takes into account inflation, but maybe has a broader look at the economy as a whole, so that it leaves this hawkish position of inflation targeting and maybe has a more balanced position towards the whole economic development.
In terms of the Czech policy towards the European Union, both presidential candidates promise a change in direction, said by the outgoing president Václav Klaus, a fierce critic of the bloc. Both Miloš Zeman and Karel Schwarzenberg say they would return the Czech Republic back into the EU mainstream, although Mr. Zeman has suggested that the EU should have much closer relations to Russia, which is not a commonly held view among other members. So which of the candidates is better suited to help boost the Czech economy and represent Czech business interests? Ivan Pilip points to Karel Schwarzenberg.
For me, the international reputation and the real internal orientation on European Union and transatlantic cooperation is much more important, and that is something that is represented by Mr. Schwarzenberg. The role of a president as a personality, as a guarant of some kind of orientation of a country, is much more important for the election. And from this point of view, I think Mr. Schwarzenberg would be a much better choice. But on the other hand, Mr. Zeman has also the expertise we spoke about, and I don't think that he would cause any damage to Czech economy and even to the Czech country.
Ilona Švihlíková's opinion is diametrically opposed to that of Mr. Pilip.
I have to say I'm going to vote for Miloš Zeman, despite all his failures, and of course I know about them, that's nothing new. Miloš Zeman, whatever you think of him, he's a predictable politician, so you know what he thinks, he's got his long-term views, and he follows that, and as I said, he's got the results, so you may take it or leave it, but you see something had been done in the past, and of course he also said, well, that's what I did, and I would continue, I wouldn't change my views in this.